Oh, this guy smoked a joint and a week later killed his family with an axe.
You're going to be listening to the Lost Discs Radio Show.
Lost Discs Radio!
The whole world's gonna have a great big horse laugh at us.
Maybe. Maybe this is something important that the whole world ought to know about.
Have to break right in here and make sure that we're kicking off things correctly at the top of the hour. Yes, it is Jimmy Knight sitting in with you at the top of the hour. Right, here we come now. Suddenly it's 2020, right, Doc? You got that clear vision. Doc, you feeling good?
Clear vision.
Right? You got some Visine with you?
Sure, yes. Okay, that's, no, I get it. Yeah, it's 2020.
Packing that with you. Now, Chesty, how's your mic?
I think it's working swell.
How's your vision?
I have 20/20 vision, I guess.
Well, I want everyone to keep their eyes on the prize tonight. Because kicking off the show right there with the out-of-sight sounds of the Tremlons. Okay, theme for a DJ from the Tremlons. We're sending that out to all of our pals over at Rockin' Radio, right? Especially the boss man, Randy Tibbins, right? The stepfather of soul, Jason Stone. The electrophonic Bri-Fi Phillips. Good old Mark Brainerd, who's deep down in them tracks, man, and those guys, right? Because this is, Doc, are you hip to this? You realize what's happening? This is an anniversary for us now.
Oh, really?
This is our 11th year. Kicking off now with Rockin' Radio.
That's no way.
We started January of 2009 with Rockin' Radio in the revived Lost Discs. And we started back in the summer of 2001 originally. We were all many years, 8 years with WBCQ on 7415 and 7490 and all that great stuff. And of course, we're still on with Area 51. So thanks to Cosmic Debris and all the gang. Right, but this whole show now, Doc, I went back, I picked some of my all-time favorite that we've already played on the past 11 years at some point.
Okay.
And, of course, Chesty tonight gets two chick picks because, you know, 11 years is a long stretch, right? So let's get into it, Doc. I thought we might just kick things off with some North Haven and Wallingford, Connecticut sounds.
Oh, boy. Right?
Yeah, it is. Outside sounds of the Bram Rigg set. Exclusively on Lost Discs.
Take the time to realize. Take the time and you will rise to a point beyond this madness. Confuse your life with all the sadness. Find a reason to be here. Look around, you're very near. Take the time to smile, forget things in the past that brought me back.
Lostest Radio. Yes, it's all.
It could only have been made by a thinking entity.
I think you're right.
Really blows my mind.
It does?
Yeah.
Is that good or bad?
Well, that means you flip me.
Oh, Wendy.
That's the say Chicago sounds now of the kinetic energy, right? Kinetic energy on the on the Amy Records label, 1968 action cover in that old Dale Hawkins tune, man. Susie Q, right? And, of course, Kinetic Energy, Doc.
Oh, yeah.
Now, stand by. We'll talk about that in a minute. Right before that, it was the Ugly Ducklings. We hear from a lot of Canadian listeners. Doc, we always have, right?
Yeah, you sure are. Yeah, yeah. Those Nova Scotia people.
We've always been big in Canada. I don't know. We were syndicated for 5 years on CKDU in Nova Scotia.
We're syndicated, that's right.
It was like Tuesday mornings at 5, I think, they used to have us on. No, that's just real, folks. Yeah. Anyway, that was another lifetime ago, I guess. The Ugly Ducklings, man, out of Toronto, the old Yorkville scene on the Yorkville label, by the way. Yes, we have the LP from 67-ish? 6-ish. Just in case you wonder. From the Ugly Ducklings, and we kick it off with a Bram Riggs set on the Caden label. Yes, recorded right up the street in Wallingford, Connecticut, at the old Trodnostle Studios. And, of course, that's kind of where we're based out of, folks. It's like, well, we're actually in Hamden, Connecticut now. Anyway, Kinetic Energy, we had to throw that out because just over in the past 11 years, one of the big listeners that we've heard in from...
The Kinetic King, Tim.
The Kinetic King, Tim...
Tim Fort,
mm-hmm. Right? And we know he was what? He was on America's Got Talent.
Oh no, he went all the way to the national semifinals. Like he was a phenomenon.
Yeah.
Like a literally worldwide phenomenon, and he was a listener of the show before he was the worldwide phenomenon.
Yeah, yeah, and he animated a GIF for us that we have on our website, right?
Yeah.
So you go over to LostDiscsRadio.com. And if you look over on the right side, you'll see a little animated GIF of a... It was a GIF. And that little, like an explosion of our banner.
Out of popsicle sticks. That was his thing. He did stuff with popsicle sticks that you can't even believe.
Yeah.
Better than anybody in the world at his craft.
All right, so yes, that's the kind of thing that's happening. And all right, now look, get ready, because here's the next kind of thing that's happening.
The Lost Discs Radio Show proudly presents Chesty's Chick Pick of the Week.
To say they are beautiful is a word too shallow to use.
All right, so I went through the past 11 years and... re-listen to some of my favorite chick picks, and I have some for you tonight. And I have two chick picks. And the first is I'm Your Toy by the Fenways.
Thank you.
Discs Radio! Lost Discs Radio! Lost Discs!
This is not jazz.
Are you complaining?
Man, you know I am.
Well,
Gorilla.
Yeah, go Gorilla. That's well,
I love that one.
Oh, that's the Ideals, right? On the Cortland label, that's some West Coast group harmony action with a, well, a dance craze that didn't really last as long as, say, the Froog doc.
Oh, yeah, the Froog.
Right, or the Monkey.
Okay.
As they referenced it, right? You know that one.
Yeah, sure.
Right?
Dance Gorilla.
Dance the Davy Jones kids, you know. That's, by the way, Doc, you'll appreciate that was a bubbling under record.
Oh.
It peaked at number 127
wow.
on the chart for like 2 weeks in 1963. Okay, now before that, man, it was the Tweety Brothers. Speaking of West Coast, had some West Coast action, San Fran action, actually, a little independent release there from the new Tweety Brothers. That was Danny's song, by the way. Right, I guess we'll send that out to Danny, Chesty.
Oh, great.
Right, dig. And, well, look, we kicked it off with the first of Chesty's Chick Picks this hour. That was the Fenways on the Cohen C label, as Joe Stax would say. Right, Joe Stax, by the way, just we gave him the week off, is all, you know, for New Year's. But, yeah, the Fenways were out of Pittsburgh, by the way, Chesty. And I think that was their last single on the Cohen C label back around 67. Right, so are we doing okay, Chesty? Give him the Doc, give him the email address.
Oh, yeah, that's the email address is lostdiscsradio at yahoo.com. That's discs with a C.
Spell it that way. We heard in, all right, we've heard in from a lot of your old, our favorite valued shortwave listeners, right? Like Wayne and Diana in North Carolina tonight. They're digging it. Kevin in Ottawa, Illinois. He chimed in even pre-show, along with Mr. Bill out in Boise, Idaho. And
woo!
Your host. Man, this guy does a show. It's called This Is a Music Show. And I just totally randomly ran into his program on shortwave radio the past two Thursdays. Dig it. All right, so now, in the next set coming up, this is not exactly a Chesty's Chick Pick, but Chesty, this next record is very important to you.
Okay.
This is off of the Elektra label, circa 1973, and it's a guy named Don Agrati. Now, why is that exciting?
Is it Don Grady?
That's right.
Don. Oh, he's very important now, to me, sure.
Yeah, no, go ahead, Chesty. So it all started, what, back around 1984 when you saw him in a production of Damn Yankees?
Yes, I did, and I, you know, gave him some flowers and wrote to him, and to my surprise, he wrote me back. It's a gentleman and a scholar, that man. Yeah.
And then years later, we're doing the radio show, and we're playing groups like the Yellow Balloon, right? Don Grady was one of the brains behind the Yellow Balloon, Doc.
Oh, sure. Right? And then, yeah, with the Janet Dean connection.
Yeah, exactly. And the Janet Dean thing, right? And the whole thing. So this is very important to us how it ties in. And then Chesty wrote to him again and told him about Lost Discs Radio.
And yeah, I wrote to him again.
He wrote back to us.
And he wrote back again.
So let's just get into this. This is pretty hip stuff, man. This is the song that kicks off the LP. Yeah, it's going to be the Outside Sounds of Don Grady. Right, you know, is the guy from My Three Sons, right. Okay, under his real name, Don Agrati, exclusively on Lost Discs. Radio. Fire.
Lost this radio.
It may be too exciting for you.
We know what you've seen, we understand.
that's the way that they planned it.
You know, I think
Let's see.
That Coast to Coast needs to have that in there.
Yeah, I'm surprised that's a good point. A little surprised that song has not showed up as bumper music on one of those conspiracy shows. Right, it was Paul St. John there with Flying Saucers Have Landed, a British guy or gal. Actually, that's a pseudonym. Real name is Laurie Marshall on that one, and using the pseudonym Paul St. John off the Pi Records label circa 1969 on that. No, early 70s. I think that was an early 70s thing. It was Kevin Ayers. Right before that, it was Kevin Ayers on the Harvest label. Soon, soon, soon. Right? He's not saying, it's not a girl's name. Some people think he's saying Sue, Sue, Sue. No, man. I don't. And by the way, I don't know who those chick backing people were there, but that's an obscurity from Kevin Ayers that we really dig around here. Sending that one out to Cosmic Debris, who we know digs that kind of action. It was Donna Grati, a.k.a. Don Grady, the oldest of the sons on My Three Sons, right there, Chesty's secret teenage crush, whom she stalked for a while in the 1980s. Right there.
No, he might have risen to the label of pen pal.
What's that?
He might have risen to the label of pen pal.
It's true. They did. There was correspondence and flowers from. All right, and so speaking of that kind of thing,
the Lost Discs Radio Show proudly presents Chesty's Chick Pick of the Week.
Again.
Oh, and now for the second chick pick is Sadie the Avon Lady by Baby Ray.
Avon calling.
She's an idol of all the girls. She's got a shape like a movie star, and her teeth are just as bright as pearls. You know she sells from door to door, and once you buy, you want some more.
Avon calling.
An easy way to spend your money, babe, 'cause she brings it to your living room. And every month she's back again with a satchel in her hand.
Avon calling.
This is Ace Grovney, the world's greatest sportscaster and winner of this year's Modesty Award. With me now, Blueberry Hill, legendary coach of the Rockefeller Center Super Souls, undefeated for 11 consecutive seasons.
Hey, it's what's shaking, baby.
Nothing but the leaves and the trees.
You bet, Ace, and I love it.
How's your quarterback?
Alexander the Divine. Cat doing fine.
Well, what's the deal with hips, McNeil?
Well, same as the same with lima bean green.
You bench Jivin' Clyde and Mr. Hyde.
Had to, man. Them cats was always offside.
My listeners want to know why you suspended Terrible Ely.
What was I going to do? The cat judo chopped the referee when he was down on one knee.
I see.
Tell me.
All right, Blueberry. Let's talk about your defense. Come Sunday, the Soul Bowl, in plain English. Who will comprise the Gorsum force?
Sweet Potato Tatum, Possum Youngblood, Salt Pork Parker, and Corn Pone Pickle. Let them dudes chew on that for a while.
How about Sweetwater Claxton?
No, he'd be out. His mom is sick.
I think I met his delightful mother.
Oh?
Selling lingerie at Macy's.
No, you got to be thinking of some other mother.
Well, be that as it may, what's it really gonna be like come Sunday and the Soul Bowl?
Well, I tell you this, Ace, we gonna be there as high as the Lenox Avenue fish fry. I mean, let them cats take their best hold. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, let's hear your lineup, Blue.
Well, I don't know who's gonna play, but sure, here's the roster. Homesick Harris, Sonny Bright, Bad Wills Clarence, and Huckabuck Wright. Booker T. Welfare, Two-Face Macy. Natural Nate, Nowhere Tracy. Out of Town Brown, Black Magic Ray. Jangle George Johnson and All the Way Gray. Slow Learning Turner and Strawberry Roan. Bunsen Burner and Tyrone Stone. Dancing Anderson, Fluid Drive Dixon. Hopalong Henderson and Tricky Nixon. Business Ben, Boogaloo Bell, Fingers Trent, and Funky Marcel. Earthquake Blake, Hips McNeil, Jake the Snake, and the real Don Steele. Savis Davis, Lima Bean Green, Nitroglycerin, and Split the Scene Dean. Righteous Roscoe, Ivory Joe Poe, and Automatic Toe, Buffalo Joe. Lady Ace, I got to go.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to a startled reporter. The legendary Blueberry Hill. The amazing Blueberry Hill. Undefeated for 11 consecutive seasons. Expects to lose the Soul Bowl Sunday. I'll be back in 60 seconds.
Problem of how to have a hit record. You gotta have it played by a top-flight disc jockey. And there's one now.
Lost Disc Radio.
Oh, that's terrible.
It's a little too late for jokes now.
Rockin' Radio.
I said it was too late for jokes.
Square. She knows I got a man.
Yeah, sure, the Poppers, right? There's another Canadian group, man, for all of our Canadian listeners. Well, hell, man, for our U.S. listeners who should be digging that Canadian action, man, out of 1967, right? That's the famous story Joe Stax, man, if he were here, would tell you, right? The Poppers were slated, they played at Monterey Pop, right, Doc? Which is a big deal, and there's the whole movie with Monterey Pop, and that's, right, that was a big break for a lot of folks, right?
Yeah, I don't remember them on the soundtrack.
And they, right, and so for whatever reason, their manager, which was, what's his name? I think it was the same guy who was managing Dylan.
Yeah.
Look that up. Get on that, Doc.
Okay, I'll get on that. He wanted some kind of higher fee?
He just, for some reason, said the Poppers cannot appear on film. What did they stand to gain by not being filmed?
Right.
And now they're not in the film. So, great. good job, guys. And
there's got to be bootleg film a bit out there.
I don't know. I don't know.
16 millimeter.
That's true. Good question. Lucian, some archive somewhere. Think I Care from the Poppers. Okay. And then Hudson and Landry. Yes, it was... Yukon Jack in the chat room called that one correctly on the Door Records label with the Soul Bowl there. And I figure, you know, Doc, it is late January. We're coming up on the Super Bowl. Why not?
Love being green.
One of our old favorite novelty records, man. And then, yeah, we kicked off the set with the second of Chesty's Chick Picks this hour. It was Sadie the Avon Lady from Baby Ray on the Imperial label. By the way, it's worth mentioning, Chesty, that your first Chick Pick, that Fenway's record, I'm Your Toy, is the only song off of tonight's show that was from our first rock and radio show back in January of 2009. Okay, the rest of the songs on tonight's show are from somewhere across the past 11 years as we are doing this special for our buddies over at rockandradio.com. And we'd be also remiss, Chesty, if we didn't mention that the boss man, Randy Tivins, at Rockin' Radio, was real good friends with Don Grady.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, right? Who, of course, we lost back in circa 2012 or so. Don Grady. All right. Now, look, we're moving it on, I guess, okay, Doc, because we're going to play one of my favorite records that nobody else really seems to care about. I discovered this LP... about 10 years ago, by a group called Saloom, Sinclair, and the Mother Bear. And I've been playing this on the show off and on over the past 10 years, different cuts of this album. No one's ever said anything about it like, hey, man, that was pretty great. Who is that? I'm telling you, go check it out. It was on the Cadet Concept label, produced in Chicago by Marshall Chess himself, right, the old Chess label. And, yeah, man, good old Roger Saloom. He's now living up in Massachusetts way, still performing, and here we go. Yeah, with the intense vocals of Robin Sinclair on the lead, folks.
I stand, I stand.
Oh,
straight old deviants and end up smiling at the bottom of your soul.
Yes, the Joyride. Okay, so the Joyride giving us the Crystal Ship. Man, speaking of some shortwave monitoring, you know, what you folks ought to be doing more often. Well, yes. It was the Joyride off the World Pacific label. And before that, man, come on. What? Tell me that wasn't a great song. That was Griffin from Saloon Sinclair and the Mother Bear. Right? Man. Written by Roger Saloon and the out-of-sight vocal delivery of Robin Sinclair, man. We never heard again from the Mother Bear. Well, you've been doing it. Okay. You've been wasting your time thinking about Well, you're thinking about this kind of thing. I guess that's better than anything else you could have been doing the past hour, folks. I don't know. We're going to keep it going for a little after-hours action on 5130 kilocycles, shortwave experience, Area 51 underground, dual sideband action. All right. Hey, Doc Watson is taking us out back here in the background. Doc.
Oh, fellow doctor.
All right. You used to see him at the conventions. Yeah,
see him at the conventions. Their media passes.
Good night, Chesty.
Good night.
Yeah. All right, good night, Cuz. Good night. Good night, Randy Tivins and the gang. Over at rockandradio.com, folks, where you ought to go and dig it, maybe. That's when you're not over at our website, lostdiscsradio.com. Hey, good night, Weasley Steve. Wear it.
Was that supposed to happen?
Oh, yeah.